UFO religions and cults. There are a lot of cults in this country and some of them believe in unusual things. There is also a lot of diversity between cults. Some cults are more popular than others. There are quite a few UFO cults. We have already heard about one which was blasted all over the news when the members were convinced there was a UFO riding in behind a comet which was passing Earth and the only way they could board the UFO was to commit suicide. That cult was known as Heaven's Gate. Every member was said to have killed themselves because their leader, Marshall Applewhite, convinced them to do so. I don't know why anyone would want to join a cult based on a UFO religion. To me that makes no sense, but to each their own, it's still a free country. Realism is a cult, or if you would rather call it a religion, that's fine. It was founded in 1970 by Claude Vorillon in France. They believe we were all created by extraterrestrials and the race who created us was named the Elohim. I guess this would mean the Elohim were gods. They believe there were Elohim, human hybrids who were prophets, and they have decided they were Buddha, Jesus and Muhammad. It has been said this might be the biggest UFO religion. Another cult or religion based on UFOs is Fet Lux, which means let there be light. This one was founded in 1980 by Erika Hedwig Birchinger-Eich. She formed the religion because she says she receives divine messages from Jesus and Mary. They believe they will be rescued when the apocalypse comes by spaceships being sent to get them. They also believe the apocalypse will be here soon. That belief is popular in many different religions. There is more. They also believe the Earth will be transformed into a new paradise called Amara. Another UFO cult is the New Warbian Nation. The cult is not as popular as it was after the leader of the cult was sent to federal prison for raping many children. He received 135 years. It is said this was the largest case of child molestation in US history. Their leader Dwight Yorke convinced the members he was from the planet Risk and he was a living master teacher. It's a doomsday cult and the members were told there was a spaceship waiting to rescue them on that day. The Order of the Solar Temple believes in the works of Aleister Crowley, an occultist. There are said to have been all sorts of murders conducted by members of the order, including the stabbing death of a three-month-old child. There have also been said to be suicides. Suicides and murders have taken place on a sporadic basis. It is believed this is how one got to the planet Sirius. The total number of deaths which have said to have occurred over the years is 59. The Universe People is a cult founded in the Czech Republic. They also call themselves the Cosmic People of Light Powers. Wow. It is another UFO religion, but this one is based on extraterrestrials communicating with their leader. I guess there is nothing unusual about that as far as UFO cults or religions go. It was founded in 1990 and their leader is Ivo A. Bender. It is said the leader is not the only one being contacted telepathically. This goes a little further in that it is said there is sometimes personal contact. I bet no one sees it. It is said the religion was very similar to Heaven's Gate, but there were no suicides. Aetherius believes we have cosmic masters. It was founded in 1955 by Dr. George King. They claim their objective is to help as many people as possible to be changed so they can handle the new age, whatever that means. They also want to improve world karma, and this is said to be helped by the cosmic masters. I don't know why anyone would call their church this name, but that is what they want apparently. It is the Church of the Subgenius. Interwoven into the church's beliefs are aliens and mutants along with gods from mythology. Some believe the church was formed as a parody. Its main god is known as Jehovah One, who is said to be an extraterrestrial. This cult is known as the Seekers and also known as the Brotherhood of the Seven Rays. They no longer exist since they believed a UFO was going to take all of them on December 21, 1954. Boy, were they disappointed. Now this name is more like it. The Ashtar Galactic Command. Ashtar was supposedly an extraterrestrial which was being channeled by the group. George Van Tassel is believed to be the first to contact Ashtar in 1952. Most academics consider this organization a religion. He believed Jesus was from outer space and aliens were involved in our evolution. Van Tassel is also known for establishing some of the early UFO investigation groups. The Ground Crew Project is an online religion based on UFOs. It was founded in the 1980s by Sheldon Idle in California. It later split into the Ground Crew and the Planetary Activation Organization. One of the things which is believed is the Earth is going to go through a cosmic transformation. The problem is this was originally supposed to happen in the 1990s, oops. The idea is to prepare us for first contact somehow. Don't worry, they have a group of extraterrestrials known as the Galactic Federation who are going to show us how to do that. Since the dates of so-called happenings have been wrong, it is now said as soon as possible instead of another date. Arnorius is for all intents and purposes a religion. It has offices in different countries around the world. Arnorius stands for Universal Articulate Interdimensional Understanding of Science. There have been many books written by the leaders and sub-channelers. Ernest Norman, a self-claimed psychic, founded the organization with his wife Ruth. The Normans had claimed to be contactees. They said they have reached aliens on different planets and planes. For example, they claimed to reach an alien named Malvar Venusian. They even claimed to have reached non-physical worlds and have published several books on this subject. It is amazing to me that not only would people base a religion on UFOs, but that they would be able to get people to join. The real kicker is people would kill themselves in some cases because they believed this would get them to another planet or onto a spaceship.